You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Sometimes I genuinely feel that the only thing that will truly bring me comfort on a windy day like today is one of your tea cakes.
Oh, good choice. Toasted?
Goes without saying.
Anything else?
Just the Americano, please.
Okay. That's £6 exactly, please, Akram. Just pop your card there.
I didn't know you worked in here, Helen.
I don't normally. Chelsea just needed to make a few calls.
Ah.
I'll bring your coffee over if you like.
Oh, no rush at all.
So, is today a day of leisure, Akram? I'm jealous.
I was supposed to be doing a big plumbing job in Loxie Barrett, installing central heating.
I noticed you said supposed to be.
A long, boring story involving supply chain problems.
Oh, no.
Still, I have a tea cake to look forward to and a book of Sudokus, courtesy of my daughter. So I suppose I am a lucky man.
Well, there's that word again, suppose.
Well, to tell you the truth, Helen, I am not very good at doing nothing. I have ironed Khalil's school uniform, done all the washing, prepared dinner, bread, and now I'm...
bored? Well, make the most of it, I say.
Yes, you're right. My New Year's resolution was to try and relax more. Oh, I just need to nip out to the car. I've left my Sudoku book in there.
Okay, where will you be sitting?
Table in the corner, my coat's on the back of the chair.
Okay, no problem, I'll bring your coffee over shortly.
Thanks.
Good afternoon, Tony.
Is it?
Something wrong?
I'm afraid there is. Big rip on the side of the roof in one of the poly tunnels.
That's not good.
I can't say I'm surprised with all this wind.
No.
I need to grab Helen to fix it. Tom's on deliveries and Pat and I have got the afternoon milking.
Well,
sorry,
you don't...
I can't stay to chat.
No, I just wanted to say, may I be of assistance?
Well,
you'll need a second person to hold the ladder, am I right?
I mean, we got the panic alarm now, just in case.
Did anyone see any more about the CCTV?
The police were pretty matter-of-fact about it. They say someone might have got into our security system remotely.
Oh.
They wouldn't have even needed to enter the premises, which does make me feel a bit better.
Good.
The thought of them being in our... going through our things made my skin crawl. It's like I can't look at anything in my own home, worrying that they might have touched it or... But there was a pair of washing up gloves on the side of the sink and I threw them away. I don't even know why. I just had this image of them wearing them round our flat to avoid leaving fingerprints. Just daft.
No.
Well, that's what they've done to me, Joy.
Try not to upset yourself. If the police don't seem concerned...
Well, it's easy for them to say, though, isn't it?
Well, what do the others think? Are they worried?
Well, I haven't really heard from Lillian... Tracy seems confident that they won't come back, though how she'd know. I wish I could be as sure.
And Kenton seems all right.
Yeah, he seems it, but... My husband is a huge fan of the ostrich approach to dealing with things, Joy.
Not always the best way. I know from experience.
If only it were that simple. And Fallon...
She seems very stressed.
Well, it's tricky for her. George and everything.
Yeah, poor love.
I think she just wants everything to be normal again.
I do think that's the best way.
I know you're right, Joy. It's just something in my gut tells me I'm... Oh, I don't know. I'm missing something.
Which is why you need to replace that feeling with something positive.
Oh. Like a Highland Games?
Well, you said it.
You know what? I spent enough time last year worrying about Marky. I refuse to give him or any of his cronies another second of my time. Kenton's right. Let's make this the best Highland Games this village has ever seen.
This is really kind of you, Akram, but Tom should be back from his deliveries soon. He and I can manage.
No problem at all, Helen. I'm enjoying the sensation of being back on a farm.
Why, even in this wind?
There's nothing like the feeling of reaping what you actually sow. Can you pass the brush up to me, please?
Here you are.
Mind the water doesn't spill on you.
Well, at least it's warm.
You still got hold of the ladder?
Yep. If you could just clean the area around the rip with the soapy water.
Doing it now.
You sure you don't want to swap, Akram? I've done it before.
No. I'm enjoying myself. It's quite therapeutic.
Oh, right. Have you got the towel?
I have the towel.
So you need to make sure to dry it thoroughly before you put the tape on.
I envy you, Helen.
Really?
Oh, yes. The cycle of sowing, planting, tending and harvesting at one with nature's rhythm.
Oh, this wind.
Being your own boss, the mental and physical health benefits of working outside, a front row seat to the changing seasons.
Oh, I wish this one would change. Is it dry?
I think so. Shall I tape it?
Yes. You just need to make sure it's at least 3 inches beyond the actual tear.
Vertically or horizontally?
Both, if you can manage.
I could do this all day.
Well, hopefully that won't be necessary. Oh, you're wobbling.
No, it's all right. If I can just reach...
Akram! Oh. The wind! Be careful!
Jolene!
Oh, Joy, yes.
I've managed to talk Fallon round. She thinks the Highland Games is a great idea. Not that I'm blowing my own trumpet.
Oh, that's brilliant. How'd you manage that?
Well, she was still reluctant initially, but I asked her to imagine Richard Waite tossing his caber, and that seemed to bring a smile to her face.
Oh, that's great. Well done.
Kenton was suggesting the traditional Waite over the bar competition, so I thought we could arrange a Waite over the bar specifically for farmers.
Right, how does that work?
Basically, the farmers would either carry those kettlebell things or they could use farm equipment, tractor ballast weights. Then they have to throw it over a raised bar. Great test of strength and endurance.
Afternoon, ladies.
Hi, Jazza.
Oh, you look in a better mood today.
Well, Martin Gibson finally pulled his finger out and found a temp to replace Hannah. He even let me finish early to make up for all the extra hours I've pulled.
Ah, good for you.
And Bert, your people offered me words of wisdom. Give me a bit of pep talk.
Bert?
Oh, I say pep talk. He's actually wants to stop being such a miserable git, but I had the desired effect.
Well, thank heavens for Bert.
He's not afraid you hear often renewals.
Oh, don't be mean. He is your father-in-law.
Aye, don't I know it. But things are going in the right direction, and people have it worse than me, don't they?
That's the right attitude.
So, celebratory lager.
You read my mind, Jolene.
And we must have read yours, Jazza, because we were just making preparations for the Bull's own, drum roll, Highland Games.
Highland Games?
Yeah, don't look at me. It was Kenton's idea.
Aye, it's a good one.
Just tap your card when you're ready, my darling.
You don't fancy giving us a hand, do you, Jazza?
Why not?
Excuse me.
I know.
Oh, I see. I get a firm no, but the second Joy flutters her eyelashes at you...
Oh, give over.
One lager.
Jolene, sorry, darling, what can I say? I've seen the light.
Well, it's the right week for an epiphany.
Am I forgiven?
On one condition, you do your job as Scottish consultant really well. It's been a rotten start to 2026.
Aye. It really has.
We want this event to give everyone something to look forward to.
Done. Me and Kent will be the Dream Highland Games team.
You will?
Like Celtic.
Or the Crankies.
You haven't hurt yourself, have you?
Just a severely bruised ego and a small scratch to my arm. Helen's insisted on fetching the first aid box for a blast.
Quite right.
Don't eat I don't know what to say.
It was an accident, Akram. The main thing is you're okay.
I don't even know how it happened. One minute I was trying to get an air bubble out of the table.
Well, I imagine that the wind couldn't have helped.
I'm so sorry. I had to grab onto the flaps, but before I knew it, rip.
Oh, it's just one of those things. The hole is 4 times the size it was.
Please accept my sincere apologies. I insist on repairing the damage.
Oh, no, honestly. We shouldn't have let you even attempt it in this weather.
Azra says I'm too stubborn for my own good.
Yeah.
It looks unsalvageable to me anyway.
Oh, surely not. I feel terrible.
And honestly, there really is no need. It was kind of you to offer to help.
Well, I thought it was whoever could toss the furthest.
No, it's all about precision, Joy. You have to make sure the end of the cable you're hauling lands in line with the original run. And only if it's straight is the toss said to be in the 12 o'clock position. And then the competitors are judged on how closely their toss lands to 12 o'clock.
I went to a strongman competition in South Shields a few years ago, and it was definitely based on distance. They had a measuring tape and everything.
Well, clearly whoever was organising that shambles had never set foot out of the border. It's all about skill. What's next?
My main concern is, what if it rains? It's been so awful this week. Would we have to postpone? I mean, we can't have hammer thrown indoors. We might break something. I'll check the forecast for the 25th.
Don't tell me you're worried about a few drops of water falling out the sky, Joy. I mean, these games are going to be the ultimate test of physical and mental strength. I can't imagine any Scotsman worth his salt being worried by a bit of light drizzle.
Well, when you put it like that...
It's going to be culturally and historically accurate. There's no point in doing the thing. Right, leave it with me and I'll come up with some proper ideas, but this isn't going to be some namby-pamby, let's all be polite and everybody gets a prize for having a go event.
Whatever you say, Jazza.
If people don't come away from this with bruises, sore backs and a full belly, then we've not been doing our jobs properly.
It is supposed to be fun as well.
Fun?
It's a family event. We don't want to take it too...
Too what?
Well... Seriously?
Do you want it to be authentic or do you know?
Yes, of course, but...
And it has to represent the true spirit of the original games.
Well, up to a point.
Well, leave it to the Dream Team then, Joy. Trust me, this event will go down in Ambridge history.
Yes, that's what worries me.
Be seeing you.
Bye.
Oh, bye, Jazza.
Well, I think we've created a monster.
What, Jazza? Nah, he's as laid back as they come. Practically horizontal.
Not about this, he isn't. Do you know who he's starting to sound like?
Sean Connery.
Who I wish. Jim Lloyd.
Jim Lloyd?
I'm serious, Jolene. He wants it to be very competitive.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Gives it a bit of an edge.
He says he will only accept 100% historical accuracy.
Well, I suppose it is his heritage. And we do want it to be right.
And he looked offended when I used the word fun.
Ah.
I don't know what's got into him. Kenton is going to have a lot more on his plate than neeps and tatties.